Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, this is Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. For insightful dialogue and discussion, tune in to Audrey Russo at Real Talk Radio.
Welcome back. If it's joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. What we've discovered about our leadership from the 2020 election is it is rife with moral cowards. They were unwilling to do what was right for the people, but rather acted in their own self-interest. Is it time to take a deeper look into who will be serving us in the future? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thanks very much for having me, Audrey.
It's always great to have you with us, and we're going to jump right in here, Tom. The massive voter fraud in the 2020 election, and I do mean massive, that allowed the election to be stolen has revealed some disturbing realities about our elected and appointed officials. We discovered that many of the elected officials on our side were cowards, moral cowards, and refused to do what was right for the voters and for freedom on January 6th. And we discovered that the judges in SCOTUS and lower courts violated their own oaths because they didn't want the wrath of the media or Hollywood. Shouldn't the issue of voter fraud be priority one for the GOP to survive as a party and for the citizens to their vote to count in the future?
Absolutely, Audrey. And the fact is, unless we solve and resolve the issue of the 2020 election, we're going to get the same thing over and over again, just like we got it in Georgia on the 5th of January of this year and got those two clowns down in Georgia as senators. That was, again, done by cyber warfare. So the particular point that is important for all Americans to understand, Republican, Democrat, independents, anyone, if we don't have a legitimate voting system that people have confidence in, then we are not going to have a democracy much longer. And the way things are going, I think it's very obvious with the censorship and all the other issues that we are seeing, that there are people in the United States that was expressed in the Constitution called enemies, foreign and domestic, that are focused intently on taking this country into a socialist communist government.
Yeah.
And when you go through the door of socialism, that's the front door of communism. And the American people must understand that, Audrey.
Yeah.
And it's extremely important then that we start, all Americans, challenging the 2020 election. We must clear that up. The evidence is out. I think the movie Absolute Proof by Michael Lindell and Brandon House and Mary Fanning is a classic example. And what I'm disappointed in, CPAC hardly ever discussed it. Although I understand they had 7 panels on voting, they were not looking back. They were looking forward, discussing H.R. 1, which is the Nancy Pelosi. All she wants to do is institutionalize all the corrupt practices they used in this last election for Biden to win. You notice I don't call him President Biden.
No, I call him Resident Biden. He's Resident Biden. There it is.
Exactly. And the American people ought to understand that he was not a duly elected president. He got it through vote fraud with cyber warfare and mail-in ballots, etc.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is for our listeners, let's have an audit and demand each member of Congress and each member of your Senate to have a transparent focus on the 2020 election and do an audit. A transparent audit is what we need.
I think there has to be an audit, because we have to know what happened. See, this is, if you want to know the truth, probably the reason that they were doing that at CPAC is because this, you can lay this all on the Republicans, what happened, because they didn't stand against it. They didn't fight in different sectors. They had 2 years with President Trump to take care of the censorship that we're having by removing the immunity from big tech. They didn't do that. They had 2 years. They didn't do that. This is all on our party. This is all on the Republican Party. And they, of course, they don't want to talk about. They are moral cowards. There's only a handful. There's the Freedom Caucus, I would say. And you have the new freshmen who probably will be invited into the Freedom Caucus. That is it. The rest of the party is corrupt.
Unfortunately, that's true, Audrey. And our listeners must understand that. And we must demand more. We must vote out those Republicans that are morally corrupt. And the legislatures, for instance, in some of those key battleground states that were Republican dominated, the Republicans with a majority, should not have approved the electoral voters that they sent forward. And we've discussed this before about Vice President Pence. He should have sent him back.
Well, he's a coward. He's a coward.
And I say he's complicit.
Absolutely.
In this high treason.
Absolutely.
He has to be.
So are all of the Republicans. So are all of them. Even the ones that were in the Freedom Caucus that weren't standing up against this. There was only a handful that did. The rest of them, they are corrupt. They're moral cowards. They did not serve the people, but serve themselves. They were trying to get rid of the man who was exposing all of their little dirty deeds. Okay, let's put it that way. And, you know, when you think about it now, isn't Biden-Harris really Obama 2.0 in its priorities and agenda?
Absolutely. And he's demonstrated in these 36 days or so that he's been the acting president.
Or the occupant. The occupant of
Well, he's got over 50 executive orders.
Yeah.
Now, executive orders came out of Obama's home in Kalorama in Washington, D.C., and they had them all typed up and ready to go. And Obama is just doing what he wished he could have done, but he didn't have it he didn't have what he needed like he has now with a majority in the House and a majority, even though it turns out to be the vice president, is a vote in the Senate. And that's why they have issued so many executive orders. And I say they, because Biden doesn't even know what he's signing.
No.
And he can't explain it and doesn't. But they've had over 50 executive orders. Now, for our listeners, the most executive orders initially signed into was by Biden, excuse me, by Obama when he became president, and he did six.
Six.
President Trump did five.
Yeah.
So you get an order of magnitude of what is going on right now.
Yeah, he's
and by watching what they're doing, it is laying it out very clearly. This is Obama 2.0.
Yeah, yeah. Now look at this. Now you just mentioned those, and he's already done over 50. He hasn't even been in for 2 months. Over 50. He doesn't want to answer anyone's questions. He's ruling like a dictator by fiat, and he's and just look at the situation, the milieu there. They're using our National Guard to what? Protect him from what? The rightful owners, okay? They're protecting. If he's so popular as they said, then who is he protecting himself from? You mean the frauds that they put in that peaceful protest, that rightful protest on the 6th, they put them in the front, allowed them to come in, and the Capitol Police did allow them to come in, and they made sure any violence that happened, they've already been arrested, and the media won't talk about it, that those were Antifa. So this is what we have. This was planned. They did it. Unfortunately, we ended up getting caught up in it. They were going to do this anyway. And they've been using this, the Republicans use it as an excuse not to take a look at the voter integrity. I mean, what does one thing have to do with another?
Exactly. And so let's wake up, America. We can see exactly what he has done. I fault the president, President Trump, for not protesting the election and appointing a special prosecutor who should have been Sidney Powell, and looking into the details that we're talking, because they are so obvious. There's no nuance to it at all. When you get the number of votes that showed up in the wee hours of the morning on the 4th of November,
right,
that's when you all of a sudden are able to detect that there was cyber warfare.
Right.
And let me give you another example. I've used it before, Audrey, but at 06:31 hours in the morning of 4 November, the next day in the election, Michigan had 149,772 votes, all for Biden. Now, that is cyber warfare. Right. And it's very easy to go through every one of the battleground states and find out when the cyber warfare was executed. The movie Absolute Proof shows where it came from, whether it came from China, and China was the leader,
right,
or it came from Pakistan or North Korea or the Vatican in one case. All these different nations, Russia, etc., were participating in it, and they had targeted certain battleground states. So we can tell when they came in, and you don't have to necessarily prove the cyber, which we have done, but you can see the voting patterns that have never been seen before. And that's what I think is important, that we go in and we get this audit and the American people understand.
Yeah.
And the responsibilities that they have to prevent this from happening again.
Well, see, and that's the point here. Is we have to look at this, because there is absolutely zero proof that it won't happen again. There's zero proof that our votes will count in the future. Zero. And unless they go back and look at what happened here, there is absolutely no reason for the American people to vote. Their votes.
Exactly.
Yeah, their
votes.
Not
understand that.
Yeah,
but the fact is that's if they don't understand that and don't understand that you must go back and get that transparent audit of the 2020 election to prove who won. It turns out President Trump got 79 million votes. Biden got 68 million. He won by 11 million. It was the most votes of any president in history.
Right.
And
they robbed it. And they just stole it.
They robbed it.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a problem for him not, as I mentioned earlier, appointing a special prosecutor to look into that. And he could have done that.
Yeah. I totally understand that, and I agree that it would have been good if it was not the situation it was. We're talking about this is the swamp, and they covered everything. And I was concerned about an assassination attempt, because they would look at how they turned it around to say patriotic Americans who came to protest on January 6th, that they call them now extremists, okay, domestic terrorists for coming and doing something that was completely constitutional. That's why we have a very serious situation. That he was exposing the swamp, but the swamp is extremely dangerous. They're not just bad, they're evil.
They're very evil. The military should.
Well, that's another thing I want to talk about, the military, with you on this. Yeah, the military, you know what they're doing. Secretary Austin, he ordered a 60-day military-wide stand-down order so the military can purge extremists from its ranks. Tom, it's sounding more like the Third Reich here, you know, purging the opposition. What did he mean by extremists?
Well, he's playing into, and I'm very disappointed in Austin. I thought he had the integrity of the military, but I'm very disappointed as well in the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, because certainly the director of NSA, we call him Dernsa, had the same data that we got, Audrey, that showed us the cyber warfare. It was too massive in that time frame. But getting back to Austin.
Yeah.
Austin's new war on terror is a renewal of the Obama era attacks on the U.S. military and veterans, while pursuing the vilification, the assault of law enforcement officers.
Right.
This is, again, Biden, Obama 2.0. In 2008, I looked up some research. Obama forced the retirement of 200, get this, conservative flag and general officers. A flag is a Navy admiral. And then he established a screening board, which I had not realized, for colonels and captains, because I used to be on those boards quite a bit, but not screening boards, that were in the zone for the promotion to flag or general officers to see if they were, quote, politically correct. Now, Obama had 8 years of experience.
Yeah.
And so it is obvious he is a puppet master.
Yeah.
Biden doesn't know what's going on. And all these executive orders and all the actions coming out and what's going on in Capitol Hill, a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill, and 9% is directed towards COVID-19. Now, let's flesh that out a little bit more.
Yeah.
More and more evidence is becoming evident that the U.S. funded dollars into the Wuhan lab, where the COVID-19 came. It is becoming more and more apparent this was a deliberate attack by the Chinese Communist Party on the global economy when they unleashed COVID-19 and didn't say anything about it, and on the U.S. 2020 election, and that domestic enemies participated and coordinated with the Chinese Communist Party on this release. This data is becoming evident, and those people down involved with this at the CDC and other medical areas were complicit in what was going on. Dr. Fauci's got fingerprints all over it. Dr. Burks, fingerprints all over it. It is becoming evident as people are moving information forward, and we're seeing it. That gets back to the military, what they're trying to do with the military, to accuse them of being white nationalists and changing the global war on terror against radical Islam. They've changed it to homegrown extremists, as you mentioned, Audrey, and they're really digging deep on our military. And that's why I believe that the military did not report what they saw on the cyber warfare, since it was the most massive cyber warfare campaign in history. There is no way they could have missed it on the morning of 4 November. There is absolutely no way they could have missed it. So we have a problem. We have a problem, Audrey.
Yeah. Yeah. How do we remedy this, especially when it comes to the military? Because they seem to be strong-arming this. And what are they trying to do? What do they want, a force of brown shirts?
Well, that's what they're going to get if they haven't realized it now, depending on their how naive they are, that they are now becoming complicit in trying to weed out these white supremacists, which they've made an issue. They don't say anything about Black Lives Matter.
Or
they
Antifa.
Don't say anything about
right.
Antifa, yeah. Which are both Marxist organizations, on their web pages, et cetera. And the criminal activity Antifa's been doing out in Portland in the West on a nightly basis. And there has been no comments by Nancy Pelosi or any Democrat on Antifa's activities, yet they want to make the 6th of January on the Capitol, that was led and started 20 minutes before President Trump had finished his speech on the Ellipse. Mm-hmm. They had already started it up there, mm-hmm. and there was evidence that the Capitol Police were involved.
Well, we saw it. Yeah, I forgive my interruption, but there is video. There's several videos of the Capitol Police opening the way for people to go up into the Capitol. This is outrageous to try to call this a surge, an insurrection, when they were opening the way for people to walk in peacefully. And that's what they were doing. They weren't running in. They weren't, you know, they weren't with torches and pitchforks. They opened the way. Why is nothing being said about the fact that the Capitol Police were complicit in this?
Well, and what are the Republican senators and congressmen saying?
Nothing.
Nothing. And the fact is, the president had offered up a guard, but Nancy Pelosi, as the majority leader, the Speaker of the House, rules the Hill supreme. She, along with, in that particular case, it was McConnell, they were both responsible for the law and order up on Capitol Hill. What did they do beforehand? They didn't do anything because they were part of the complicity of the rioting. It certainly wasn't an insurrection.
No.
And nobody was killed except the one person, Ashley, I forget her last name.
Yeah, Babbitt. Yeah, go ahead.
By the security person who, in my opinion, he disobeys his rules of engagement. She was not a life-threatening person in there.
And we don't know who he is. They're not going to discipline him, and we don't know who he is. Why is that possible? Yeah.
He should be tried for murder.
Absolutely, he murdered. We saw it on video. Him lunge forward, and he aimed it at her through that she was unarmed. So yeah, he murdered her. But that's okay. See?
Officer Sicknick died of a stroke,
right?
Not being hit by a fire extinguisher or anything, as they initially have tried to pursue and say, and they're hunting for people. Right. So the FBI has got a major problem. The swamp, you said, is very deep, Aubrey, because we have a FBI that should have detected the cyber warfare equally as well as the other people in DOD, and yet we have heard nothing about it from them. CISA, which is the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency. They should have picked it up, part of Homeland Security. Chris Krebs was fired, the leader of that. He said it was a perfect election. These are outright complicit individuals in high treason. Yeah. So I go back to our initial point, Audrey. We need to have a transparent audit of the 2020 election before we can go forward. We're going to get the same thing.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And I'm not seeing this as a priority with these people wouldn't stand against what had happened. It was incredible, the amount. See what it was. It wasn't, like you said, it wasn't just digital fraud. It was mail-in fraud. It was multiple voting fraud. It was dead people voting fraud. This is massive. See, they did it in every arena. So this way, if you pointed to one and they'd say, well, okay, so there was fraud there, but it wasn't enough to overturn the election. See, they this is how they did it. It's like kind of plausible deniability. All across the board, there was fraud in every place that you could look, that there would be fraud, and there was, and this is how they did it, and it seems like our side doesn't care, do they?
They don't, and they had, again, the foreign involvement.
Yeah,
China being the leader, and China has milked this country, and laid in so much money that members on the Hill and all that are so complicit with this Chinese business model, the high-tech Twitter and all those others, Apple, all of those people, Facebook, are complicit as well with the censorship they're doing.
Yeah.
And you see the censorship. That's extremely important. I mean, Dr. Seuss is now being questioned.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, yeah, it is incredible. Well, you know, it's if people do not have to stand for this, it's time for it, not just those in the vanguard. It's time for every single patriotic American to stand up and fight. Because if you don't, once they take your freedom from you, you're not getting it back. Doesn't work like, oh, we'll try next election. No, they've stolen the election. So they will do it every time now. And if you come against them, they'll say, oh, conspiracy theories, fraud, and they'll cut you off we have to start being, I guess, creative in the ways we communicate, because we can't go through Twitter, Facebook, any of them. We have to have our own from now on. Not just, you know, we can't wait anymore.
That's why what you're doing, Audrey, is so important. It is a voice that is imperative that you keep alive and you keep looking at these tough issues. And they are tough issues. But it's important. I can't emphasize how important it is, what you are doing, because since Twitter and all these other mediums are blocking and censoring people, Instagram, every one of them, YouTube, it is important that the announcers and the radio shows like yours, Audrey Russo, is so critical that we keep it alive and keep educating the American people. There were over 100 people, 100 million people that saw Absolute Proof, that movie that I mentioned earlier, that Mike Lindell supported and led, along with Brandon House and Mary Fanning.
Yes.
It is extremely important that we keep all these avenues alive. And the bottom line is, we must demand from our members in Congress and both the House and the Senate, that we, as well as in the state legislatures, that they review the 2020 election and get a transparent audit.
Yes.
It can be done, Audrey, in 5 to 10 days if they want, or they could take 30 days if they wanted to. Whatever.
It has
but
to be
it must
done.
Be done.
Absolutely. It must be done. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS? Where can they do that?
At Citizens Commission on National Security.org, Audrey. When you send this broadcast to me, I'll send it to them, and they they put it on their webpage, Citizens Commission on nationalsecurity.org. Okay.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.